viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, Regal, a gol, a gol, a gol, a gol!
Lomu, oh, oh, the America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Eccolo il cross, di testa, vinto, gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. I love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
He works it to the game! He's got it!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
Lisa.
Yes.
How many sports are there roughly?
I don't know. I haven't counted them one by one, but maybe I could.
Run out of.
Maybe someone ran out of interesting things to do and decided, hey, let's just count all of the sports in the world.
Why did sports even start? Well, that's maybe that's
like,
next week, eh?
You know, the door.
Is that
time?
Sort of some sort of existential question?
People ran out of things to fight about, and they're like, hey, let's just have a pretend
fight.
We can have fun.
Yeah, I guess maybe once survival wasn't like the core thing, and they were like, hey,
yeah,
we can also have fun.
Speaking of fun.
Yes.
What's on the agenda?
Well, today we're talking about snooker.
Snooker, I know.
I don't know if that's your definition of fun.
No, I love it.
Can I just say, I know how to play pool, but I do not know the rules of snooker.
And I feel like you're not the only person.
I should have said, I love it.
You love snooker?
Oh, yeah.
With that accent.
Yeah. I think you have to do that.
I don't know how you play, but
the
what theory's
the same. You got to get the ball in the hole.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. No, I'm only talking about this because the World Snooker Championships just finished yesterday.
Well, congratulations to whoever won that.
Yeah, that was an English guy. Wasn't surprising, right? Because it seems like most of the people that even partake
darts
the championship
and pool,
are just all
very British.
Yeah, like UK people. Mm-hmm. Just that all area. No, I saw that there was like a guy from Canada, a guy from China.
Mm-hmm.
Like the odd
Do
one out once in a while, but definitely.
Is there men's and women's in these sports? Is it because
I haven't even checked, but all I saw was men's names, so I just kind of assumed
that
it was separated. Although one would probably think that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm sort of leaning that way, but maybe it does. I mean, I don't know. I'm curious about sports where that doesn't matter. You know.
Yeah, I looked that up the other day, actually. Turns out there's not a lot of them.
Back to snooker.
Yes. Yeah. So, if you were good at snooker, you could make £500,000.
Is that how much
by winning
the
world championship? Yeah. Not
far
bad.
Out.
Makes you really want to be good at snooker.
Don't forget about the endorsements.
Don't forget about the exchange rate.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. $1 million.
But yeah, if you're not really good, like my friend who just did a snooker tournament in Napier and lost pretty badly,
ooh,
who is good at pool and just assumed that he could be good at snooker as well because he knows how to play pool. Well, you're wrong because these are two different things.
Yeah, there's a whole heap of like Red Bulls and stuff. You go. I feel like you're about to tell us exactly how it works.
Yeah, I've got all of the rules out there.
Perfect.
I'm pretty sure most of our listeners would know how to play pool.
Yes, I think that's
a fairly
New Zealanders
easy thing.
Will know all about the bliss point that you reach when you've had a few beers and you're playing some pool and you're like, I cannot be touched right now.
Yeah, and then you sink the, you know, black ball and then you're
Well, I've got
out.
Different memories than you, Lisa. Mm-hmm. My memories are just me ruling it and then I sort of pass out probably.
Yeah, what, really suck at pool, so maybe.
And then we lose the America's Cup.
Yeah.
That's a long story, though. Go, Lisa, tell us
more.
So
anyway, pool, really simple. You've got that big table, felt table with the pockets on the side. You've got, you know, seven balls each.
I do believe it's bigger than a normal pool table as well.
I think it
table.
Is, yeah, slightly yeah. bigger. And your cues are a little bit bigger as well.
Yeah, made of like slate.
But yeah, you just have the stripped and balls and the solid color balls, and then mm-hmm. you basically have either or based on which one you sunk first, kind of, or the other one sunk first.
Right.
Then you sink them all, and then you only have the black one to sink, and then if you do that, you win.
Are there some
pretty
balls,
straightforward?
Aren't there some balls you sink and they come back up? Like, you know,
I think it's like different variations of pool. You might be able
snooker,
to do something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Snooker is different. Oh yeah. So snooker
is. I thought we were talking about snooker.
No,
oh, you were doing
about
the pool breakdown.
I was
going
like, you know, just in case you didn't know, this is what pool is.
Fair.
You never know.
No.
So snooker is quite different. It's pretty ancient, actually. Dates back to roughly the 16th century. So quite old.
That's quite vintage,
it might derived from either billiards, which I could have talked about as well, might later on, or croquet for some weird reason.
Or what was that one that we learned about last week that's not croquet, but it's croquet for trigger.
No, it doesn't go from there. Doesn't stem from there. So it's also played on a felt table that has six pockets. I think the table's slightly smaller. You have quite a few more balls. You've got 22 balls in total. That includes your cue ball.
I'm pretty sure a snooker table's bigger than a pool table.
Oh, maybe it is.
Maybe it's not. I'm confusing billiards with snooker now.
Yeah, that's a different thing as
Texters,
well.
Text on in. 5395. Let us know your knowledge.
Yeah, because I kind of skipped that part on the articles that I was reading. They were talking about dimensions of the table. No one's going to care about that.
Do you know what? They messed up when they put their little rolling wheel on the mouse.
Man, and then you just skim through everything.
Man, I'd just be cruising now. Mm.
Anyway, 22 balls, that includes your cue ball, and then you've got 15 red balls without any numbers, and then yes. You've got six remaining balls that are called object balls.
Object balls.
Object balls, and they've got six different colours. You've got yellow, brown, blue, pink, black, and green. What happens is that you have to sink a red ball first, before you can try and sink a coloured ball.
Yes. Oh, got you. Yeah, I knew that.
You sink a red ball, you score 1 point.
Mm.
That gives you the right to try and sink a coloured ball.
That's interesting.
If you do that, you have to do that in a predetermined order of colour that you have to
right,
sink.
Right.
And what happens is that each of those coloured balls are worth a certain amount of points as well. So if you hit a red one, it stays out of the game. Once it's been sunk, it stays
yes.
out.
Yep.
If you sink a coloured one, though, it comes back.
Right, there you go.
Until you've sunk all of the red balls and you can't bring back the coloured ones.
And then is it onto the black? Or?
No, the black is just another coloured
ball. Yeah. See, that's the bit that has to get your head around, eh? Like.
Yeah.
And all the coloured balls worth more points than the rest, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and so that's how you do it. And if you see if you miss, then it's your opponent's turn to do that. Yeah, we can take a caller.
Well, this is reluctant, but here it is.
That's okay. Hello.
Hey, you're with 95 BFM. We're talking snooker.
Yeah, hey, look, it might be a really good idea if you check out how to play the game before you start talking about it.
Okay.
Because you sink the red and then you nominate whatever colour you like.
Yep.
Oh, I thought there was...
You don't have to sink the colours in any determined order until the reds are all gone.
Oh,
and then
okay.
The determination of order comes up.
Well, there you go, mate. Okay. We started the conversation. Look at that.
Wonderful.
We got to the bottom of it. Cheers,
have
mate.
A good night, eh?
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Like, kind of helpful, but so a little what bit pissed off at us.
What he said is what you need to remember about snooker.
Appreciate your phone calls. That totally helped us out.
Yeah, it did, so, actually. Meant. Thank you for that. And anyway, the winner is the one that has scored the most amount of points once I think everything's been cleared.
A zany old game. I can see why they've just brought out pool for the commoners to go, hey, look, we've numbered all the balls. You've got these balls.
Yeah.
Do you think?
From what I gather, there's also different variations of snooker, probably to make them slightly easier.
We've had some texts.
Okay.
Everyone is...
We're here to learn, Lisa.
This is, I think, the key text.
Okay.
Go to Ponsonby Pool Hall for the rules. Cheap beers as well.
Okay, but also...
That's good.
That's great.
It's good to know.
A snooker table is bigger than a pool table. Yes, a snooker table is quite a lot. You've got that. Not a billiard table. Way bigger than... No, hang on. Snooker table, 12 foot by 6 foot. Twice the size.
Of what? The pool table?
Perhaps. A billiard table is biggest.
All right. Oh, another person.
Go ahead, caller.
G'day. The real beauty of snooker is that when you're going to go for the red,
yep.
Mm-hmm. If the previous player has put the white ball in a position where you can't hit the red, so that's called a snooker.
Oh, yeah, it's all about the niggly parking, eh? Like parking
your
ball. Yeah, sometimes you do that in pool, actually.
It's real, it's a subtle sort of a thing.
Yeah, nice. You got to really think about where the ball ends up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you're playing the shots, you're always thinking about where you want the white to go.
Yeah, mean.
So by, you know, hitting low on the ball will get it to stop, and hitting high will make it run on.
Cool.
Kind of thing.
Just quickly, what's the magic number of beers that you need to have to play snooker?
To hit that good point where you're just untouchable. Do you know that?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay.
Probably about three.
Still searching. Hey, thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
There you go, mint.
Huh,
that
well,
is true, actually. But I think they call it, like, you know, like parking. You park the ball in, like, a really hard spot.
Mm-hmm.
It'll really grind your gears when you get parked in a weird spot with a white ball.
Ooh-wee. Right on the side of the thing.
And just for people that were wondering what billiard is. Billiards, I think there's an S at the end.
Yes.
It is sometime considered to be the foundation for both pool and snooker.
The OG.
It's kind of like back 15th century rather than 16th century.
We used to use human skulls and stuff instead of balls.
Just quickly, we've had some good correspondence here. Someone has sent us a message saying, if snooker is a sport, so is Monopoly.
Ooh, shots fired. Tell us more. Keep going about billiards, sorry.
Bounce off what just been said, sounds like there's definitely a lot of thoughts put into each of the turns that you take at playing for snooker. Which I think makes it quite a cerebral thing.
Yeah, I think it's got a chess vibe about it. Yeah, you got to really look
ahead.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, one could argue that for Monopoly, you also have to think ahead, but really, I don't think that's the same category.
Monopoly just has this vibe where, like, there's a winner, but everybody else is. It's not. You don't end up mates with the winner that much.
Yeah, I hate it. Don't ever play Monopoly with me.
Excuse me if I've brought this up before, but I'm sure I heard that someone said once upon a time that Monopoly was actually invented to teach people the perils of capitalism.
I've heard that.
I don't know whether it's true or not, if someone can vouch for that.
It's a happy mistake anyway. I think we can agree that that's what it does.
Definitely. And again, for those of you who wondered what billiards was,
please.
You're playing on a table, which, what size did we say it was? Bigger?
It's larger. Definitely a larger
table. It's larger, okay.
Yeah. They're considerably larger. Like, they're huge. They're huge. It's
so
awesome.
Considerably larger table.
Yeah.
But it has no pockets because the aim of the game isn't to sink any balls.
Whoa.
It's to hit specific balls.
What?
And that's how you score points as well.
I bet you can buy like retrofit kits that turn snooker tables into billiard tables. You know, you just put like a pocket thing that stops them from going down the thing and carry on with your day.
Oh yeah, probably.
Because who's
going to
buy it? You know, now they've got a billiards table, like a legit billiards table. Far
I'm sure
out.
Someone's done it out there.
It would look like a weird, it's broken.
We've had more feedback actually coming in, guys. I'm just cranking the arm of the text machine.
Mm-hmm.
If you can drink beer and smoke a Gasper. Or Gasper.
What's a Gasper?
It ain't a sport.
It ain't a sport. Well, that counts out darts then.
I know people who play
it the best sport though as well?
Darts.
I think I could have a beer in the outfield playing cricket.
Well, I know people who do that. They have cigarettes and beers on the field, and that's how they field at cricket.
So wind the clock back. It was mandatory.
Cricket's still a sport, right? I reckon that's the best way to have a sport if you can physically take it. Anyway, it's too complicated.
Snooker. Why? Where are you going?
There's like multiple versions as well. The one that everyone knows more so is called the three cushion.
Oh man! Wait, sorry.
Coming. I'm never going to be able to finish.
Here
this
we
thing.
Go. I'm just out to put Ronnie Sullivan, best snooker player ever. He got caught breaking into his father's sex shop with a couple of
what?
Something.
Well,
the terminology that they've used is hookers.
That's so true. Well, obviously he was partying hard, but that was back when snooker was like rock and roll status.
Do you not think it's rock and roll anymore?
Do you know what? I don't know.
They wear those very proper little outfits though, like, you know, those three-piece suit kind of thing. Except they don't.
You're
have
just saying
jacket.
This now?
Yeah. That's I don't know. I thought you'd seen some videos. I haven't seen a lot, obviously.
I've never dressed up when I've played, but I've definitely played snooker before, and I can attest it as a fun game.
I do wonder if the attire is actually compulsory or not.
Right, like golf, you need to wear a collared shirt.
Exactly.
Etiquette?
I don't know.
We'll
There's
never
a
know.
Specific etiquette. Well, I'm sure someone might answer, because people seem to have an answer for everything these days. Especially snooker. I'll try and aim for sports that
Lisa,
we really
appreciate your patience. I think this is a great one. I really, really learned a lot of things today. About
we
snooker.
Know that we can go to the Ponsonby Pool Hall and
That's
the rules
true,
are on
and
the
drink,
wall.
We know
via the text machine that people care about as much about snooker as they do about goats and or cats.
And also...
or what was better about the good old days?
Phil Goff segment this morning. I mean, there's more texts about snooker than Phil Goff, the mayor of Auckland.
I play
don't know
a game
if it's
with
a good
him.
Thing, but yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
No worries.
Thank you, snooker. Nobody answered.
Persigue el balón al centro, sabe, sí, no. El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de André.
Kick it, don't fucking pass it. So many sports.